Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Most Wisconsin farmers have wrapped up planting and have shifted field work to cutting hay and controlling weeds. That's the news from USDA. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. But how is that first cutting of alfalfa looking? I talked to Richard Halupka. He's the Senior Outreach Specialist at the Clark County Extension Office. He gives us a forage update, starting with how prices are looking.
Overall, in Wisconsin and in the Midwest, prices have been fairly steady. I wouldn't say strong, but they've been very steady for the past couple years. I mean, high-quality hay, high-quality alfalfa hay is really hasn't dipped in price. It's been very stable over the last year. When you get to some of the lower qualities, you get to some markets, and, you know, depending upon the appearance and where that lower quality hay is, then you get a substantial drop-off in price.
Well, how are prices compared then to last year? Are we seeing higher prices due to droughts that happened later last year?
You know, that's really a good question, and it might be more regional than in the state of Wisconsin. In the state of Wisconsin, the last data that I saw come across my desk, hay stocks from May 1, 2021 till May 1, 2022 had about a 10-11% increase. You know, over that, you know, year period. So in Wisconsin, while there were some isolated droughty areas in 2021, a lot of areas were able to put a little extra, can we say it, put a few extra groceries in the cupboard, per se, and we were building stocks last year in the majority of the state.
So how are we doing on hay supply now that we're mostly through that first cutting?
You know, I'm getting some mixed reviews on hay this year. I guess if you would have asked me in April, looking at hay stands, you know, and they weren't out of dormancy at that time because of our cold, wet weather, and they really didn't kick in until probably the third week of May or so before we could really start measuring that alfalfa out there and getting a good picture of where we were at. So yield-wise, from what I'm seeing, and I'm talking in my local area here in central Wisconsin, I would say yield-wise, we're probably lagging behind an average yield. We're about average yields on a good day. There are some fields that did have some winter damage, some winter injury. I know a few guys have taken some first crop off, and some of them are maybe taking those fields out, planting some late corn silage, you know, so that we don't get a gap there in our forage needs. So guys are looking at some alternatives. I'm thinking, as you said, I just did my report today. I would say we're, you know, at the end of the week here, looking back, that the report you gave was from the previous week. We're probably approaching, for dairy quality hay, it's pretty much been put in storage already. What we're doing now is this is some of those, probably those dry cow, heifer hay, beef hay. We're about that range now on that maturity as we're going in the rest, you know, through the end of June here.
Do you want to elaborate more on the quality side of things?
I would say we've got some good quality. You know, those guys that went out there around June 5 and knocked that stuff down early, there was a lot of, you know, if it was grass mix, the grasses matured not as early this year, so we probably got some pretty good quality. Maybe our yield was a little bit below average, you know, or average. Grasses now have headed out. There's a seed head on them. And our alfalfas and that are probably, you know, there's some buds and some blooms out there. So we're seeing that decline. And with this heat, we're probably going to see that quality take a dip real fast here, you know, day by day.
Well, that sounds like something to keep our eye on for the next crop condition report. This latest one says hay condition is 82% good to excellent, but as you said, that might change.
Yep. It sounds, you know, kind of trending what I'm seeing out here in the country.
For folks buying hay, are we seeing a lot of movement out of Wisconsin, or is that a no? I mean, I don't know if our neighboring states are needing some of that hay that we're producing here.
Last year, Wisconsin, I had a lot of farmers calling me here in central Wisconsin, and they heard about drought conditions, you know, on the western Minnesota border, the Dakotas. and that. And they were trying to move some hay out that way. They were, you know, finding trucks that were maybe coming from that area, you know, that western Minnesota area, Dakotas, bringing material in, and they were trying to line them up to take hay back. You know, even with the drought conditions, you know, in that plains area, it just didn't seem like there was a lot of takers. It might have been related to the, you know, the cost. A lot of farmers, you know, last spring in 2021, a lot of those stocker farmers probably liquidated some cows to, you know, manage their hay stocks. So while it was in short in some states, it just didn't seem like there was a lot of movement from Wisconsin going west. I'll say that. However, on the dairy side, that top quality dairy hay, you know, when you get in that 150 to 200 relative feed value, that seems to move easterly into Wisconsin a lot more rapidly than, you know, our lower quality hay for those stocker cows moves out of Wisconsin going west.
And now if you are looking to buy or sell your forage, Extension has some solutions for you and can offer some help. Richard, why don't you tell me about that farmer-to-farmer website that Extension recommends folks use?
The farmer-to-farmer is it's just kind of a meeting place. So if you've got products, you know, forages, straw, corn silage, corn grain, high moisture corn to sell, it's a meeting place where farmers to farmers can get together and see what's available. That's what's really unique about that site. There's no charge for using it. If you're a little bit savvy on the internet, you know, if you're at my age where you're not as savvy, find a child or a grandchild, and I'm sure they'll easily walk you through the steps. Just kind of a nice little tool where we can put buyers and sellers together. And I've worked with like Western hay dealers, and I've worked with hay dealers here in Wisconsin to set them up on there, and some farmers. So it's just kind of a neat website to kind of connect those people.
Is it a low-risk option then, too? Do folks have to worry about getting scammed or anything like that using this site?
I don't know how the security is on there, but it's like anything. It's always buyer beware. But I have not heard any negative comments of people using that site. That's what I can tell you when it's related to the, you know, the scams and those type of things.
And Richard, I'll let you have the last word. Why don't you give us a summary of what you're seeing in the upper Midwest?
There's just not a lot of movement of hay right now, and that's very common when we're in this, you know, when we're taking that first cutting off. There are some concerns. I know Kansas, for one state, their hay stocks were tremendously below this year in Kansas, and there's some concerns there with some drought concerns in that area. But again, you know, we're in that growing season, and these things do change week to week, so something to kind of keep in the back of the mind. But yeah, in June, it's just a tough call. I'm surprised at how the prices have been maintained, you know, for this long. It's going on about a year and a half, 2 years, where basically every week it's hay prices are steady. There's not a big decline or a big increase.
Richard Halupka joining us. He's the Senior Outreach Specialist with Clark County Extension. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.